For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Erin McKinstry. The Missouri Senate is waiting to go into special session on securing in-home health care benefits for more than 8,000 state residents. Marshall Griffin reports.
The Senate's proposal for restoring benefits involves reducing the number of elderly homeowners and renters who qualify for a housing tax break, known commonly as the circuit breaker. It also involves shifting unused funds from nursing homes and the state's tobacco settlement. GOP Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville says those moves would provide an extra $25 million for in-home health care.
And in that, we probably would come up with about a $40 million Medicaid match. We're getting up there pretty good, somewhere probably around $65 million.
House leaders so far have not responded to Cunningham's proposal. He acknowledges that time is running short on calling a special session, so he's also crafting a pitch for the 2018 regular session that begins in January. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Attorney General's office is auditing how many untested rape kits there are in Missouri. Attorney General Josh Hawley announced the audit today. The announcement comes after a Columbia, Missourian report that Missouri has never done a statewide review of untested rape kits, so the number of unprocessed kits is unknown. The newspaper reported that at least 32 other states have conducted audits. Rape kits are a series of DNA samplings and other evidence secured via medical procedures conducted immediately after an attack. They can be used by law enforcement and prosecutors to catch and convict rapists. Hawley says kits left untested can hinder those efforts and says the Missouri investigation is aimed at uncovering the scope of the problem in Missouri, the agencies responsible, and possibilities for change. Doctors and patients are worried about a push by the nation's second largest health insurer to limit emergency room visits to major problems like heart attacks or strokes. The Blue Cross Blue Shield insurer Anthem has notified customers in a few U.S. states that they may foot the bill if they go to the ER for minor complaints. It's the latest attempt by the insurance industry to crack down on unnecessary and pricey hospital trips. Anthem says it's focusing on claims the average person knows should not be seen in the ER, but doctors say this policy may scare people away from the ER in a real emergency. Anthem has warned patients in Missouri, Kentucky, and Georgia, and will add other states where it sees a rise in unnecessary ER visits. The University of Missouri is planning to expand its ROTC scholarship program with a goal of doubling the number of students on campus who are using the scholarships. Missouri officials said today that beginning next fall, the scholarship will cover room and board for the freshman year for incoming ROTC students who won national scholarships from the military branches. National ROTC scholarships currently cover tuition and required fees, as well as providing a book allowance and monthly stipends up to $5,000 a year. Based on current enrollment, the university expects more than 45 students from Missouri to qualify for the scholarships every year. There are 280 ROTC students on campus in Army, Navy, and Air Force programs, with 148 on ROTC scholarships. Governor Eric Greitens has appointed a fifth person to the Missouri Board of Education. Greitens appointed Marvin Youngmeyer of Russellville to the board today. Youngmeyer is a political independent from Jefferson City. He would replace Joe Driscoll, who resigned this week, citing work obligations. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Greitens has now appointed five of the eight current board members. The Missouri Senate must approve the appointments. The governor has indicated he wants to oust current Missouri Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven and would need the votes of five board members to do so. The state school board appoints the commissioner, accredits school districts, approves and renews charter schools, and sets state academic and testing standards. The author of a petition to expand Medicaid in Missouri hopes the decision this week by Maine voters to expand Medicaid in their state puts energy behind his fledgling effort. Gary Peterson, a retired truck driver from Raytown, had his petition approved 2 weeks ago. Since then, he says, he's sent about 1,000 letters and emails asking for signatures.
I don't have money in the background. I live on Social Security. I have a GoFundMe, which I'm trying to get money from. But my opinion is that there are so many people that this relates to that they should be able to collect signatures without having to get somebody from the outside to do it.
Peterson must gather roughly 100,000 valid signatures by May for the issue to be put on next November's ballot. Erin McKinstry, KBIA News, Columbia.